Bunbury, Episode 7, Sweet Revenge. Written by Helena Marchmont. Narrated by Nathaniel Parker.
Marriage is a long, dull meal with dessert served at the beginning. Oscar Wilde. Chapter 1. London Town. The wine waiter held out the bottle of red, displaying the label. "Would you like to taste it, sir?" he said. Before Alfie could reply, Oscar said, "Just pour it as quickly as you can. We're in urgent need of alcohol's anaesthetizing properties." Radiating disapproval, the wine waiter filled Oscar's glass, and even as he turned to do the same for Alfie, Oscar drained a quarter of it. "Thank you, my dear fellow, I needed that," said Oscar. "Stay close. I imagine we'll need a second bottle before too long." The waiter placed the bottle on the table. "Very good, sir," he said, his tone implying the opposite, and stalked off. "You've upset him," said Alfie. "He thinks a wine with such an exorbitant price tag should be treated with more respect." Oscar took another draught and topped up his glass. "My dear McAllister, since I'm paying the exorbitant price tag, I think I can treat it any way I like. And however upset our waiter friend might be, he's not as upset as I am." Alfie laughed. "You knew it was going to be an avant-garde production. There's avant-garde and there's sacrilege," said Oscar. "When one is performing Shakespeare, there must be limits. Dear God, I never thought I'd live to see Antony and Cleopatra whizzing around the stage on segways. I would have walked out had we not been sitting in the middle of the row." "I wouldn't have let you," Alfie said equably. "That would have been very unkind to the cast. When you and I were in The Importance of Being Earnest, how would you have felt if someone had walked out?" "I would have assumed they had been called away to a family emergency," said Oscar. "You and I were excellent, and we weren't on segways." Alfie had first met Oscar in that amateur production. It was an unlikely friendship. Alfie, the self-made man, brought up by a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?